This is a Terra Player original podcast.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Long Play. It's been in the news recently that the new version of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which is due for release later this week, requires up to 213 gigabytes of storage space to install. And that got me thinking about how limitations just aren't really a thing in gaming today, like they were in the old days. Limitations were everywhere, from processor speeds, low colour counts, and the amount of memory accessible for game storage. This last one was such a problem on the Nintendo Famicom and the NES that many games used a memory mapper, which allowed the developers to swap in different blocks of memory, allowing for games that were larger than the console's memory limits. One of these mappers could be found on Konami's VRC6 coprocessor. But that wasn't all it had to offer. It also made three additional sound channels available to enhance the Famicom's iconic soundscape. And on this episode of Longplay, we're playing you the entire soundtrack to the Japanese version of Castlevania 3, Akomajo Densetsu, which featured this special chip, starting with the prelude. How good does this sound? We are in for an absolute treat on tonight's episode of Long Play. Hello, everybody. Welcome along, whether you're listening to me live or on demand. It's great to have you here for a cracking episode of Long Play, if I do say so myself. But this is Long Play, the show that plays you gaming's greatest soundtracks with me, Resident SD. We are live over on TerraPlayer.com and the TerraPlayer app for iPhone and Android, or of course, available on demand at TerraPlayer.com/Long Play with every single episode of this silly little show, as I called it in the intro when we were chatting in the Discord. But absolute treat on this one for you. Now, if you live in the West, as I do, you may be relatively familiar with the NES and certainly with the music of Castlevania 3, but our friends over in Japan got a very special version of this particular soundtrack thanks to Konami's VRC6 chip. And the Japanese version of the game, which I have got down as saying Bear me a second. Akamaju Dometsu, Domsetu. That's terrible. I said it quite well in the intro and then have messed it up here. Let's read it up. Let's see if we can get it. By the way, apologies. I know, even if I try and say this close to correctly, I know that I am not saying this right. But Akamaju Dometsu is how I'm going to go with, or I might just call it the Japanese version of Castlevania 3, to be honest. And I've already learned something in the Discord, because I was kind of wondering, why didn't the Western version get this? And apparently, it was actually a limitation with the NES, and basically Nintendo of America didn't allow it to support external sound chips, because it does support memory mappers, and we'll talk a bit more about those in a second, I know, certainly, but not sound chips. Let's have a look. Densetsu, according to Jamie, is how I should say it. So thank you very much for that. Yeah, but yeah, no sound chips in games for the NES, which is a real shame. But thanks to the Japanese version, we get to enjoy this fantastic soundtrack. If you want to enjoy that soundtrack with us, of course, you can listen live over on the TerraPlayer app or at terraplayer.com. Come and join us there and talk to us in our social channels and let us know what you are thinking of these particular tracks. If you want to email us, the email address is show@lungplayvgm.com. You can get us on our socials for Lungplay. That is @lungplayvgm on X, or @lungplay@terra.social over on Mastodon, or @lungplay.terra.social over on Blue Sky. If you want to follow TerraPlayer, it's @terraplayerapp over on X and Threads. On Mastodon, we are @terraplayer@terra.social, or follow us on Blue Sky, we are @terraplayer.terra.social. Or of course, if you are listening live, come and join us in the Discord and join the conversation about this great soundtrack. terraplayer.com/discord, and join Jamie, Virtua, and Green Viper 8. Good to see all of you with us this evening. And looking at the list numbers, we've got a few people listening as well who aren't with us around in the chat. Also, so I should say hello to Kefki as well, who said hello before the show as well. So, assumed is tuned in as well. And if you want to support TerraPlayer, you can do that at terraplayer.com/support. We had our very first Terra Legend join us over the weekend. So, a big thank you to Aquadan88, who is a who is now a TerraPlayer official legend and has access to new features coming from TerraPlayer, new versions of the app as they come along, and his name in lights all over the website. So if you did want to join Aquadan88 in supporting TerraPlayer, you can do that. terraplayer.com/support. Starts at just £1 a month. You'll get access to our Terra.social Mastodon instance, which Aquadan is also on. But if you go for the £5 a month level, then you get the Terra Legend status. So your name is on the website and you get access to new features that come along. As always, TerraPlayer is totally free. You don't have to pay anything for it. No, it's hard times at the moment. I understand that. But if you did want to throw a chunk of change our way, you can certainly do that at terraplayer.com/support. So, right, let's talk about this particular game. So, yeah, it's the Japanese version of Castlevania 3, released in Japan in 1989. This was back in the days when it took a while to get later versions, to get games over here in the West. So it didn't come to North America until September 1990, and then here in Europe until December 1992. And of course, it's got the VRC6 chip. Now, mentioned about memory mappers earlier on, and we talked about this in terms of limitations in the intro. Also, what's the deal with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3's disk space? Madness, but there we go. But the a lot of consoles did this, but certainly it was an issue with the NES that it could only actually address a certain amount of memory. I think it's something like maybe 256 kilobytes. I should have looked look up on this, but I did watch a video on this back in the day, and that's all it could address. But the thing is, games got more and more complicated, and we wanted to have games that couldn't fit in that address space. So you had memory mapper chips, and what they would do is say, right, here is a bank of 256 kilobytes of memory. This is what the console can address. and then when it gets to like a certain point in the game, the memory mapper could sort of swap that for a different chunk of memory, and that means you can get around that limitation of 256 kilobytes or whatever the number was with larger games. I know, I believe Nintendo's first official game that used a memory mapper was Super Mario Bros. 3. That was quite a large game compared to the other Mario games before it, and it used a memory mapper. I'm sure there are many, many examples. I think most later games use memory mappers just because they were more complicated than they could get access to. But what Konami decided to do is in their memory mapper, in the VRC6 chip, is also add 3 extra channels of audio as well, which is why you're hearing such great music on this particular soundtrack. And as Jamie mentioned, if you want to know what the NES version of the soundtrack sounds like, you'll be hearing it in these talk beds as we go through the show. So this is beginning from the Western version of Castlevania 3. You'll be hearing the Japanese version in a moment, but we started off the show with Prelude, that was followed by Epitaph, and as Jamie was moaning about the quality of this track in the background, shall we play you the VRC6 enhanced version? I think it's about time that we do, so let's crack on now, firstly with Prayer and then Beginning from the Japanese version of Castlevania 3. You're listening to Lung Play from Terra Player. That's Clockwork from Akumajo Densetsu. You're listening to Long Play from Terra Player, and it's sounding good so far, right? It's sounding good. You enjoy it. I hope so. So in that batch, we started with Prayer and Beginning. Beginning is the track you can hear underneath me, but it's only better from the VRC6, I'm sure you'll agree. After that was Boss Fight. That was followed by Boss Clear. After that was Destiny. And then we finish off that block with the aforementioned Clockwork. So, yeah, hopefully enjoying the tunes so far. The topic of conversation in the Discord has gone from VG Beats and his influence on my audience. Throwing rewind symbols off, you know. I know you're listening, VG Beats. You have no power here. Your rewinds mean nothing in the Terra Player Discord. So there. And then on to talking about the storage thing that we mentioned at the start. Viper saying that he's got 3 games on his Series S just because of how big things are. And of course, we've got new games coming this week. Not only Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on Friday, but Like a Dragon Gaiden is out on Wednesday, which is very exciting from the Sega perspective. Looking forward to that. Electric Boogaloo actually posted a video of Sega Racing Classic 2 in the Radio Sega Discord a little bit earlier on. If you don't know, that is a rebranded version of Daytona USA 2, which has never been released for home consoles before, but you can play it as part of Like a Dragon Gaiden. So that's quite exciting. But yeah, that's coming out on Wednesday. We're sort of in that big time of the year, aren't we? You know, we've had games like Sonic Superstars and Super Mario Brothers Wonder coming out recently, and your big gunners like Call of Duty and EA Sports FC 24, of course, coming out not that long ago, and new Football Manager, I believe, is out today. So lots of stuff coming out, whatever kind of gamer you are, then lots for you to play at the moment. Or if you're old school like me, yeah, Daytona USA 2 coming to the home consoles. Very excited about that. Should be absolutely awesome. Let's carry on with some more music now. We played you 5 tracks in that first batch, 2 less in this one, but they are a little bit longer, so we've got 3 tracks for you now. And something that you should never do when you're out in the trees and whatnot, and that is to make a mad forest. You're listening to Long Play on Terra Player. That's Rising from Akamujo Densetsu, the Japanese version of Castlevania 3, on this episode of Long Play from Terra Player. And we just played you three tracks there, and they were pretty awesome. First, we started with my terrible intro, which I don't normally do live. I normally do my terrible intros on the pre-recorded version, and they are particularly terrible. But first track was Mad Forest, Don't Make the Forest Mad. Not good for you. After that was a track that made me feel suitably anxious, which is quite ironic, really, as it's called Anxiety. And then we ended with Rising. By the way, hopefully you enjoyed the last episode of Long Play Live, where we played you the soundtrack to Spike Out Battle Street. I really enjoyed that particular episode. It got more dancey as it went along. There's a couple of episodes now that have not been the most danciest of soundtracks on Long Play Dance, but there's definitely some good stuff in there. Plus, I got to reference the Budweiser ads from like 20 years ago. So that's why you should listen to Long Play Dance. That's how I'm going to sell it to you, for dated cultural references in between some decent music. terraplayer.com/longplaydance if you want to have a listen to that, or search for Long Play Dance on your podcast service of choice. Just look for the vinyl record that says Long Play Dance on the front of it, and subscribe to it and get listening. We've got a good episode coming next week on Long Play Dance. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode. But let's crack on with some more music now. We've got four more tracks for you this time. I'm going to treat you after a three-track block that you just heard. And I was trying to think of something funny to say for this next track, and then I thought better of it. So I'm just going to play your stream. You're listening to Long Play here live on Terra Player. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lungplay. We are live at terraplayer.com and on the Lungplay app for Android, and we're playing you the entire soundtrack to Akumajo Densetsu, the Japanese version of Castlevania 3. In that batch, we started with Stream. After that was Deadbeat. That was followed by Nightmare. And then after that, completing the batch was Encounter. Another great batch of music. Hopefully enjoying the track so far. By the way, I might have said something wrong in the last batch, but the entirety of that Spike Out Battle Street was talking about Lungplay Dance. So just to be clear, in case there was any confusion, it was all about Lungplay Dance. So there you go. We are at about the two-thirds point through the show, so another couple of batches to come, but we'll do a little bit of Terra Player-related news over the last couple of weeks. We actually hit a milestone over the weekend, which is pretty fantastic. We are now at over 9,000 episodes of great gaming music and entertainment podcasts available on the service, which is absolutely fantastic. A big chunk of that was from Game That Tune that we've actually added, I think, since the last time we spoke on Lungplay Live. Yes, we did. So the Game That Tune podcast added over 400 episodes, but our kind of normal trickle of episodes from our existing partners has pushed us over the 9,000 mark. So yeah, thank you to all of our partners for being part of this crazy ride that is Terra Player, and we've still got more to come. Don't you worry about that. But yeah, we are we're over 9,000. I can already see that. There we go. Jamie has posted the inevitable GIF that should happen in that particular occasion. But yes, thank you very much to everybody for listening, for being a partner, for just being part of Terra Player. Really, it's really exciting at the moment, and I very much appreciate it. As mentioned, since last time we spoke on Lungplay Live, but we did mention our Lungplay Dance, but briefly, we'll say that Game That Tune were added to the service just over a week ago, so you can get every episode of the Game That Tune podcast over at terraplayer.com/GameThatTune. And that's it on terms of shows. However, we should be adding some new radio stations. Certainly one this week, maybe two, which has opened up as a possibility. So one of them is confirmed and will be launching very, very soon. And we'll see about the second one. As I say, I had a message earlier on suggesting a particular station actually would like to be added to the station. So I'll be getting in touch with them over the coming week and see what we can do to get them added. We also made some small changes to the way that metadata shows over on the website for our radio stations. A bit nerdy at this point. But for radio stations that support it, which is at the moment Radio Sega, the KNGI Network, and 8 Beats Radio, you'll actually see a slightly enhanced version of the metadata, and now track titles and game name or album names or composers, depending on the station, they do slightly different metadata, but they'll actually be shown separately. So, for example, if you look at the terraplayer.com homepage right now, on Radio Sega, we've got Radio Sega 24/7, and you've got Sonic Frontiers shown separately to Cyberspace 4-2. So it's a small change, but thought it'd be nice to, as some of our providers do give us slightly better metadata than just a line with everything in it, that we would enhance that. And our new radio station that's been added this week also has that as well. So they will be added to the list of three. So keep your eyes out at terraplayer.com/discord or on our socials for information on one, maybe two radio stations coming to Terra Player in the next week or so. And that's it, really. Also, developments will be going on in the background on the Terra Player app. It's mostly at the moment working on the tablet layout and also adding recently played tracks to the radio station page. I have to say, and this is, you know, something I probably shouldn't say because I did it, it's looking really nice, the next version of the app, especially the tablet view is looking really, really cool. So look out for that. Remember, if you want to get early access to the new versions of the app, as Aquadan will be getting in the not-too-distant future, terraplayer.com/support, and you can join by that. One of the perks of our Terra Legend tier is that you get early access to new versions of the app. Or, of course, it will be available on Google Play and the App Store in the not-too-distant future. It's still a work in progress, but... we'll continue work on it this week and hopefully get something out sooner rather than later. But yeah, the next version of the TerraPlay app is looking really cool. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it when you get to experience it. Right, then let's crack on with some more music now. And we've got another one of those 5-track blocks because we've got some shorter ones in this one. So let's crack on now with the music of Akamajo Densetsu, the Japanese version of Castlevania 3, as we continue with Aquarius. You're listening to Long Play from Terra Player. Well, that took me a bit by surprise. What a tune that is. That's Riddle from the Japanese version of Castlevania 3 on this episode of Long Play Live from Terra Player. And that was just a good batch of music, full stop. I'm sure you will agree. We started off with Aquarius. After that was Pressure. That was followed by Demon Seed. Then we played you the classic Vampire Killer, aka Deja Vu. And then that was followed by Riddle. And I know very little of the Castlevania series, full stop. I mean, I certainly recognise the track underneath me and its derivatives, and I recognise Vampire Killer when it was played, but that track Riddle really took me by surprise. What a tune that is. Really, really like that one a lot. Absolutely fantastic. We were just kind of just talking about the app, really, in the Discord in the last particular batch. I showed Jamie, I always like to do this, what the current app looks like on an iPad, and it is literally just the phone window in the middle of the screen if you have it in landscape. If you have it in portrait, it's not so bad because it just kind of fills the screen in the middle. But I always have my iPad in landscape mode, so it's always hilarious. You've just got this little tiny phone app just in portrait in the middle of the screen. It's crazy. It's going to be much better once the proper iPad app is out there. And of course, everybody in Android land is right. Well, you're an idiot. You know, it looks a bit bigger than it should do, but it's all right on my Android tablet, as Ellery was mentioning before. And it looks okay on an Android tablet. Certainly better than the iPad version right now, but it'll be improved, properly optimized in the future. But yeah, you're probably all fed up talking about the app, but. But yeah, I'm proud of it. It's pretty cool. Kev be saying, I hope I listen to the Castlevania Symphony of the Night soundtrack. That's the PlayStation one, isn't it? And I haven't heard the full soundtrack, but it's meant to be a good one. Maybe something for a future episode of Long Play. Maybe something to put in my back pocket for a future soundtrack. Maybe if we can do a series of Ridge Racer soundtracks for Virtua, then why can't we do a few Castlevania ones as well? So something to consider in the future, I am sure. Right then, we're coming towards the end of the show. It is 9 minutes to nine here in the UK. We are live on the Terra Player app for iPhone, Android, there we go, mentioned it again, or at terraplayer.com/terralive. And we've got one more batch of music to come before we say our goodbyes and leave you to what else you're doing on the rest of your afternoon, your evening, or your morning, depending on where you are listening to us in the world. But we're going to crack on now with five tracks to end it, although it's one of our short batches. It's just under 6 minutes, so you'll be hearing my monotonous tones in the not too distant future. But we're going to crack on now with the final batch of music from Akamajo Densetsu as we start with Overture. You're listening to Lungplay. We're live on Terra Player. You've been listening to Long Play from Terra Player, where we played you all the music from Akamaja Densetsu, the Japanese version of Castlevania 3. And in that final batch of tunes, we played you Overture, followed by Big Battle 1. That was followed by Big Battle 2. After that was Stage Clear, and then we finished with Evergreen. And Jamie has just mentioned something in Discord that I got wrong at the start of the show. Me getting something wrong. What a surprise, really. But I mentioned that Castlevania 3 came out in 1990 in both America and Europe. That's actually not the case. Europe didn't get the game until 1992. That's crazy and seems absolutely mad today when we're like, you know, we're complaining when Australia gets a game before we do because it's released at like midnight to local time. But yeah, that was pretty normal, and I mentioned in the Discord what was slightly out on is that, for example, just give you an idea of how crazy the gaps between release dates was. Super Mario Bros. 3 in Japan came out in 1988. That's Super Mario Bros. 3. In Europe, the Western version of Super Mario Bros. 2 came out in 1989. So a year after Mario 3 came out in Japan, we got Mario 2 in Europe. That's just crazy. That's how big a deal things like Sonic Tuesday was in 1992, because those simultaneous releases just weren't really a thing at that time, and they were especially mad in the 80s with a lot of these Nintendo games. Absolute madness, but there we go. Now Jamie is saying that he would like a rewind on the entire soundtrack, VG Beatsbox style. Now, unsurprisingly, I can do that for you. Just go to terraplayer.com/longplay after the show is aired, or look for Longplay on your podcast service of choice, and you can rewind the entire episode and individual tracks and do whatever you want via the Longplay podcast. So grab that over at terraplayer.com/longplay. That will be available in the next hour or so. You'll be able to listen to that again on wherever makes you happy to listen to your podcast. Hopefully in the not too distant future, it'll be on the Terra Player app. We're working on it. It's coming. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to this episode. Hope you've enjoyed this fantastic soundtrack. I definitely have. I've been educated on the amazingness that is this fantastic soundtrack. So really, really enjoyed that one, and I will be listening back to the soundtrack, certainly. If you want to let us know what you've been thinking of the show or want to get in touch with us generally, you can email our show at longplayvgm.com. You can get us on our socials. For Longplay, we are at longplayvgm on X, at longplay at terra.social on Mastodon, or at longplay.terra.social over on Blue Sky. Getting quite a lot of followers and interaction over on Blue Sky at the moment, which is quite cool. So you can follow us over there, or follow Terra Player. We are at Terra Player app on X and Threads. Over on Mastodon, we are at Terra Player at terra.social, or on Blue Sky, we are at terraplayer.terra.social. And you can come to us in the Discord if you like as well, terraplayer.com/discord. At any time, you can come and join us and let us know what you're thinking of older episodes or gaming music, or just want to chat about gaming related stuff. You can do that, terraplayer.com/discord, and join our small but growing community over there. And if you want to join Aquadan88 in supporting Terra Player over on our Ko-fi account, you can get details over at terraplayer.com/support and see all the details of the benefits and stuff you can get over there. Okay, we've got more to come from the Longplay family. Next it will be a Longplay Dance, and as we mentioned on the last episode of Longplay Dance, we're into our final month of this particular run of Longplay Dance. We've got two more episodes to go before Longplay Dance will be taking a bit of a break. Longplay will be going for a little bit longer. I haven't actually decided when Longplay is going to take a break, but Longplay Dance will have a break from the end of November. But next up on Longplay Dance will be the soundtrack to Hotline Miami. Plenty of dance and synthwave and lots of good stuff So that's on Lungplay Dance on the 13th of November. Look out for that. Hopefully that should be on time, because the Spycake Battle Street episode was a day late, unfortunately. I will try my best to release it on time this time. But terraplayer.com/Lungplay Dance from the 13th of November to get the latest episode. And we are pretty much at the end now of our listener requested themes. By the way, I should have mentioned, it was Jamie who requested this soundtrack. I forgot to do that at the start. Sorry, Jamie. But yeah, this was requested by him. A great request. And he managed to sneak in a second one. And I let it through in this batch of requests, because it's such a cool soundtrack. So yeah, thank you very much to Jamie for that. We've now got a few weeks of soundtracks selected by me. So we'll be doing that. And the next one is a particularly self-indulgent choice of mine, and it is an episode that I've had in my pocket to do for a very long time, but I've been waiting for something to happen before I did this episode, and that thing is about to happen. Because you see, earlier on in the episode, we talked about how there's lots of new releases in terms of games coming out in the next, in the last few weeks, in the coming few weeks. But there is a big event in the Kaizo Mario scene being released this Friday, as the latest game in the Grand Poo World series is released on Friday. Grand Poo World 3 from Barbara's King is a Super Mario World Kaizo ROM hack, and I am ridiculously excited for this. I won't be playing it because I'm not even good at the normal games, let alone the Kaizo ones, but I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what Barbara's has for us in terms of Grand Poo World 3. But I've said to myself for a while, when Grand Poo World 3 comes out, we're going to play the soundtrack to Grand Poo World 2 on Lung Play, and that is going to be our next episode. Now, I played you a track from Shinobi 3, actually, on the SNES on an episode of Late and Live a while back. We're going to play you the entire soundtrack to Grand Poo World 2 in a couple of weeks. It's lots of tunes from lots of different games played out on the SNES sound chip, including a Castlevania track. And some Sega stuff. So really, really cool soundtrack. If you have not heard the soundtrack to Grand Poo World 2, trust me, you are in for a treat. You'll be able to hear all of it on our next episode of Lung Play Live. That will be live at 8 p.m. UK time on the 20th of November 2023. 8 p.m. UK time is 2100 Central European time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2000 UTC, live on Terra Live. And, of course, available on demand after broadcast. So, really looking forward to that. Hopefully, you'll be looking forward to it too. Jamie says, doesn't it have Oil Ocean Zone? I'd forgotten about that. Yes, it does. But there's other stuff too. There's other Sonic music, and there's Streets of Rage music, and there's Shinobi music, and there's, like, SNES music as well from Turtles games, from Castlevania, from all sorts. So trust me, Virtua Saiyan, never heard of it. You're going to like this soundtrack. Trust me, you are going to enjoy it. So join me live in 2 weeks' time for the full soundtrack of Grand Poo World 2 over on the over right here on Lung Play. Right then, thank you again for listening. I'm going to leave you to the rest of your evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to us. We've got three more tracks to end the show, a couple of shorter ones, but we're going to start with, I guess, something that you should be doing when you get to the end of a show like this. If you have been, thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week for Lung Play Dance and Hotline Miami, and on Lung Play Live in 2 weeks as we play the entire soundtrack to Grand Poo World 2. Oh, cannot wait for that. But we're going to finish now with Flashback. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this Terra Player original podcast. Find more of the best video game music and entertainment podcasts at terraplayer.com.